Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Lots to get to from yesterday in the sports world. We'll get the no-hitter shortly, update on Game 5 in the NBA Finals. How are you this morning, Sip?
I'm doing fine, Jake, and you?
It was a busy day yesterday.
You did?
Yeah, I was busy. I saw Patrinka yesterday.
Patrinka!
I saw her.
Patrinka!
I saw her in the flesh at Blur. She was in Omaha briefly. I did see her.
Was she funny?
She was pretty serious at that time.
Really? She was working.
She was trying to help get a video set up for the Chamber of Commerce of Omaha. Omaha Chamber of Commerce at Blur.
Come on.
Dead serious. That's what she was doing.
Leave me alone.
She's always got something.
Patrinka, I can just hear her saying that. Leave me alone. I get this video set for the Chamber of Commerce. I don't have time for this, Jake.
She's like, do you think Blur would be okay if we had video here? I said, well, I don't want to speak for them, but I'm sure they'd be fine with it. The ticket is okay with that if you want to highlight us in a video.
Jake, very official.
Very official.
I thought it was very proper. Right. I said, I'm going to go find Eric and Stacey quickly, and I did. They said, oh, of course, go for it.
Oh, absolutely. There it was. But Trinka.
So we got the clearance, and it was a very smooth conversation for all of us.
The best part is just hopefully they have somebody in the Blur party that wasn't supposed to be there. I mean, supposed to be at work or told his wife that he was mowing the yard. Yeah. And all of a sudden he's in
all
Blur
over
party.
Facebook.
All over Facebook.
I was like, hey, doing shots over there.
Like, jello shots on Monday.
I thought you were working today. Come on, man.
Yeah, the Cub Scouts going camping.
Ted?
Ted?
What's going on here?
Connie? Is that Connie?
Hammered at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Hey,
Blur parties.
Patrinka.
Yes.
So Patrinka.
She was very official. She said, I love sales. I said, yeah, I can see that. You're a very bubbly person that I could see why she likes sales.
She could probably help you. She has recommendations for anybody's job. I mean, she'd have tips for the local police. I mean,
yes, she would.
She has lots of
advice.
Wouldn't
that be any counsel with that? What do you, Patrinka? I shadow people at work and I give them some suggestions.
She has opinions about everything.
I could see that. Yeah. She does have a lot of opinions.
Patrinka.
She told me how well she's been doing at the Chamber of Commerce as well. I got some intel. I'm so, doing having a pretty good
doing?
Year.
Actually, I'm doing very well.
I'm having
a promotion.
An outstanding year.
I rearranged this.
We're bringing in lots of new members every single day. It's incredible.
Patrinka.
The chamber.
So, I didn't expect to see her. I thought she might be there today or tomorrow, but that was a surprise.
Her name's not Patrinka. It's Katrinka.
The P sounds cooler, though.
Yeah, we're going to stick with Patrinka. It sounds better.
Because the little girl in the kitchen one time looked at her and said, what's your name? Patrinka? Yeah. She didn't like that.
Didn't been funny?
She didn't laugh. I laughed my off. She did not laugh at all. What's your name? Patrinka?
Yeah. Laughing your own joke.
Nice surprise encounter with Katrinka Patrinka in Omaha yesterday.
It makes me think of a general statement that comes up quite often. What kind of day was it today? Chamber of Commerce day. Beautiful weather. So when you're trying
San Diego.
You're trying to sell this city. Yep. When you come, you're having somebody come in here. Think about opening up a new business here in Lincoln. Mm. Chamber of Commerce day.
Chamber of Commerce. Is this today one? This is a Bill Bush day, sort of.
All I know is, what do we do there for what? Breakers update, please. Lincoln.
Got it.
Rain.
0.6.
Okay. It came down good for a while.
0.6 in the, this, that's in Northeast Lincoln, according to Missing Tooth Greg's gauge.
We've had problems.
We've had problems with the gauge.
Greg, you brought this on yourself.
Yeah,
that's true. That's a false report. Fake news.
Can we get some other reports to
really
break?
Harsh, no, it is. That is really
but
hard.
He did it to himself.
Why? Maybe
you
be
know
a little
what
more.
I love him. Greg brings his chocolate milk and he makes his breakfast. We love him. But his weather has been not even remotely close.
Been off three straight times.
Badly. He's had to call into the show and apologize.
I cannot believe you're doing this.
He's had to text us and say, I apologize. I made a giant error.
Greg called the monsoon one morning on a day it was perfectly sunny.
Get ready for the rain. Next 10 minutes should be hitting. I don't know about it.
Radar shows nothing. And it was
stunning. Me and Jake pull our phones up. We have nothing on our phone. And Greg says, better buckle up. It's going to hit in about 5 minutes. It's in Malcolm right now.
He did do that.
Yeah, he did. So that's abuse leads to restrictions.
That's true. He's not wrong in this one, okay?
Yeah. No, he's not wrong, but you're being a little harsh.
Is it harsh? Sure. Yeah, yes. But sometimes you got to be harsh.
Yeah.
He was kind enough to tell us 0.6 in his gauge. Now,
this will help Greg
out.
Hold on.
3 blocks from Lincoln Northeast.
Jesse in Milford says 0.58 inches of rain. Well, but Milford, that's Milford,
could be different,
though.
Yeah.
It'd be different.
It's like it's a,
there was, I, your behavior sometimes is very questionable.
No, it's not. Yes, it's not. Yes. I think the breakers be with me on this. We need some facts.
Greg, I'm sorry.
Also, there's...
On behalf of the stool, I think it came from
rain in the past. We have all these little... They look like worms. They're about this big, almost like a worm centipede-looking thing. And there's hundreds of them.
Really?
Then once the sun comes up or it gets hot out, they're gone.
Yeah.
But right now... There are birds that are just can barely walk
because
they're just feeding like it's like a frenzy for them. And these little bitty worms. Kind of, I've never seen them. I don't know what they are. And they crawl up even the side of the house. Then all of a sudden, whoop, they're gone when the heat comes out a little bit. But it had to be something.
It has to be something from the amount of
6 days of rain. Had to be something that it was just soggy everywhere.
6 days of rain.
I was still in Omaha when the delay happened, which now has got moved to 11 o'clock today in Omaha.
LSU-UCLA?
10 o'clock.
LSU-UCLA?
Yes. And it came down pretty hard. We got to the car in time before the rain hit, but I'm talking right when the doors closed, rain.
Boom.
What time was that?
7:30.
You were still in Omaha?
Jake, you put in a day.
Scotland was still there with us, too.
You put in a day.
That was a day. Yeah, I was there. I was there pretty late at Blur. I'll be leaving by 5 or 6 today for sure. Will not be sticking around that late today.
So hold it now. So you missed golf?
Did not do golf league last night. Nope, I missed golf league. AJ was also gone, so we both missed golf league last night. We'll make it up at some point this week. Did not do golf league.
AJ, with the way
I played recently, that's not a bad thing. I suck right now. I straight up suck at golf at this point, and it's depressing me right now.
Get to Indian Trails. Get to Beamer as soon as you can. That's your safe spot.
Just watch me top a tee shot on hole 11, which is my favorite hole in the state, then I'll be really depressed then.
Topping tee shots?
Yeah, I'm having some problems.
It's like hitting ground balls?
I'm having some issues right now. We got a timing issue happening with the swing.
Jake's hitting
There's a swing flaw.
Are you hitting ground balls?
Occasionally. I think I know the problem.
That's trouble.
I think I know the problem, but I wasn't upset to miss league because of that. Now, I love the people at league, but I'm in my head right now.
Doesn't sound like it right now.
I'm in my head.
Get out of it.
I'm trying to. I'm getting there. We're working. I think I know the problem.
Okay.
Next time I get in the links. There was something yesterday that made me incredibly happy. Maybe the happiest I've been in years.
Yes. This is a great.
Not Scotland's birth.
No. No. Besides her birth. That's obviously above this.
Your marriage.
You guys are all about better times, and rightfully so. Everything we say about better times makes me jealous I was not a part of better times.
I'm sorry.
We got better times coming back to Lincoln.
This is incredible, and Jake sent the text.
I told you guys, something has just happened in Lincoln that I cannot even explain. The screenshot was, Hardee's is coming back to Lincoln.
Hardee's
we
is back.
We have a Hardee's coming back to Lincoln in the Fat Dog convenience store by the airport. I would say let's start there and bring back 10. Flood the city with Hardee's. Flood it. Please.
But that's where it's going to be, huh?
Yeah.
That's okay, big news.
Out by the airport?
Yes, in the Fat Dog's convenience store, right
so
by
it's going to be inside the...
Okay.
Inside the Fat Dog's.
I was in there 2 days ago.
Were you really? You were out north? That far north?
Yes, I was.
Really far north.
And then I noticed that they have like a sandwich shop in there or something. That must be where
Hardee's
is going.
I think it's
gonna
go there.
That's going to be a Hardee's. This is incredible news.
I was so happy. I had the biggest grin on my face when I saw the news.
What do you like?
Their hamburgers are awesome, and they have great fries. Their fries are elite in the
Jake,
French fry game.
Walk us through the road trip you took.
Oh, yeah.
From Hardee's.
I texted you guys that a couple years ago when Elizabeth was out of town, and I had a free weekend. I decided, listen, I haven't had Hardee's in a long time. Now, there's one up in Omaha. I forget what
there
edge
was
that
right
is.
Off the interstate.
It's still there.
Yeah. Oh, that's still there?
I believe it's still there.
I don't know
if
that.
If Hardee's makes a massive comeback and overtakes McDonald's, this will be an incredible story.
Now, wait a second. Somebody, just real before you go on with your story, somebody text in, is that Hardee's still there right off the interstate?
I think it is.
I
forget what, I mean, it's right by, there's a McDonald's up there, right? There's a gas station, Casey's gas station. Anyways.
Somebody can text us.
A couple years ago, I said, I don't really want to eat anything in Lincoln. I want Hardee's. And so I took the drive to Syracuse.
Syracuse had a Hardee's.
Down Highway 2 to
Syracuse.
Yes. To go get some Hardee's because it's in a convenience store also on the north side of the highway.
Is it still there?
It is still there.
Oh, okay.
It's in a gas
station.
Isn't
that Love's?
Yes.
Is that Love's?
It's in the Love's. Yeah, it's in the Love's. Yep, the north side.
There's a Hardee's in that Love's?
And it is incredible.
It's still?
It's still there. I drove by it a few weeks ago. It's still there.
Oh,
the Hardee's.
Damn.
Syracuse had a Hardee's, but Lincoln did not.
Syracuse had it figured out.
Yeah.
You knew that.
Oh, Rick Heyman, 144th Street, Hardee's in Omaha. Thank you.
Exit 440, sounds like someone's saying.
Yeah.
Exit 4.
Still
there. Thank you to Hardee's. Thank you for Lincoln for making this a great day. That Hardee's is sometime coming back this year to the Fat Dogs in...
this is incredible.
By the airport.
Good chicken sandwich and strawberry malt.
And great hamburgers and fries.
I've never had a hamburger there. Their chicken sandwich.
That's what they're known for. We will go get some Hardee's hamburgers as a show at some point.
I'll get a chicken sandwich. I like their chicken sandwich.
I'll make you try the hamburger.
Okay. That's fine. I'm glad you're happy. It's that Fat Dog's is quite a place out there. I mean, it's a great stop if you want to talk on your phone. That is a huge parking lot. It's true.
Sip, he assesses his convenience stores. Assess gas stations closely.
Oh, I do, too. I assess very close. Also, it's kind of bizarre because there's a gas station right in front of it that shut down. There's one that's closed right in front of it. It's like it's no longer.
I should know this.
Basically,
Fat Dog's
kind of ran them out.
Yep,
I think
took them out.
So there, but it's still
that
there.
One closed.
Yes, it's still there.
Okay, the one right by McDonald's.
Yes,
exactly. That one closed
that one
down.
Closed. That's closed down.
Oh God, that's been open since I've been in town.
Oh yeah, it's been open for coming down here for state basketball. I got gas there.
It's been there for 30 years.
I got in the 80s.
Okay, 40.
Yes.
40 years.
Do the math.
It's, interesting. That one closed down.
We had we had the incredible guests we had come in here for the Nebraska hospitality that came in and talked to us. Broncos Burgers out of Omaha. Had a great night. So last night was their event over at the embassy.
Yeah.
And it was remarkable. Linda Dennis put this whole
embassy,
thing on.
Here.
What's that?
This
yes.
embassy. All
right. Right over here.
That was last night? You
packed.
MC'd it?
No. I was the keynote for it.
Oh.
And it was an incredible setting. It was phenomenal. Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah.
What time did you leave there? This is a big question I have.
Well, it was late and it was way out of my wheelhouse.
Okay.
So about 9:30.
Okay.
About 9:30.
That's Monday night.
Yes. Why did you think? Did you see
there's a situation. I texted you guys something about last night that happened. And it involves the embassy suites right around 9 o'clock. Right. Whoa. Before you departed the embassy suites.
What happened?
We were coming back from Omaha, and my car was at the garage, so Elizabeth drove us home in her car.
Okay.
And we had, we came to get by my parking garage over here. We parked at the embassy suites, and it was blustery. It was very windy.
Blustery.
Okay? Actually, I was driving the car.
Galore.
I was driving. I get out of the car. We're going to switch so I can get my car. She's going to drive home. I get out, and you remember the situation with the tickets a couple years ago that went...
Oh, yes.
And down the grate was Missing Tooth Greg got.
Yeah.
I get out of the car, and my hat goes, I don't know, 100 yards right away. God, I lost the hat.
It was that
one. I lost the hat. I think
you
it would
never recaptured
no,
it?
No, because I can't tell if it went into a bush right by the Embassy Suites or if it made its way down the road. Like it went that fast. I could not tell if the bush...
Where was your exact location?
Right by the entrance on 11th Street.
Entrance on 11th Street. And the wind was out of the...
North.
Out of the north.
It was north. It just blew straight south. Took off.
If anyone could find Jake's hat.
I'm telling you, if someone's saying, who's the guy... Last night,
did you start to chase it?
I was looking in the big bush that's right by the entrance of Embassy Suites. I can see them saying, hey, there's somebody going through our bush out front.
Yeah.
If I would have walked out to head to the parking garage after my dad and saw Jake Sorensen like that,
rifling through a bush.
Upside down in a bush, that would have been incredible.
It'd been disturbing.
I think so. I think it got caught in that bush. I'm going to go check it out again today after the show to make sure.
Because you head that way every day.
I do. Yeah. I make that walk every day. I think the hat is so, but I couldn't find it. It wasn't propped up on top. It like went to the bottom. Otherwise, it's gone. And it went way down the street. I never saw it.
Blustery.
But so I think we had another ticket situation with my hat. And I think my Sedona hat is gone.
Sedona.
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture
that. R.I.P. Likely to the Sedona hat.
What color?
There's like a greenish hue to it.
Hue.
A tan hue.
Hue. I would never wear a green hat.
But it wasn't. It had a hue to it. It wasn't a green hat.
I'm wearing a green hat.
It was ish. Anytime. There was a green.
I never wore
hue.
Green in my life.
What were you wearing?
Is that like
green?
The five thing, Bill? You don't want to wear green. You don't do the number five either.
You wear lime green.
Yeah, number five's horrible.
What about lime green?
We went to sit down at our seats at the College World Series. And all of a sudden, kind of, that's my seat, and then it was seat five. I go, Layton, no go. Got to flip this around. I'll take six, you take five.
Yeah,
couldn't
you
do
can't
it.
Sit in five.
The number five just freaks me out.
Like, if it's 6:05, is that bad?
No, that doesn't bother me.
Just
no,
just by itself.
Just by itself.
It's not. Yeah. 6:16.
When I come into a busy gas station, and the only thing open is five, that just disturbs me. Because I won't go to it. I just park behind somebody else.
Oh.
And wait. I will not go to number five.
For fear that the pump will blow up.
Just anything. Fear is a lot in my life.
No.
Fear of the five.
That's been a painful
conversation. A t-shirt.
Good job, Jake. I'm
so that's
happy
my,
about
that's
Hardee's.
My idle chit chat. Hardee's in the hat situation. It was a good day at Blur. We had a great time. Good crowd. Google was there, but not Google me, not okay. Signetti, but I think Google had Stacy up there. Stacy and Eric, the owners. I think they said had 520 people
at Blur.
At Blur,
the
throughout
owners
the throughout
of
the day, throughout the day. Well, I don't know if it's not the owners. The owners of Blur told me that Google had 500 representatives.
I don't know if
Mr.
yesterday. Google was here, the inventor.
That would
of Google.
Be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Can you imagine that?
Because I bet you he could pay for a lot of things.
He could buy the whole city
yes,
10 times over.
Exactly.
Hey, Google was there.
Google.
And they're located in.
They're going to have they have an office either coming or in Omaha.
Okay.
I don't know if it's like still being built or if it's actually there. They just had people flying in from across the country. I don't know that situation.
There's a mystery Google Center in Manawa, actually. I don't know what it is. It's like sort of, it's a don't go there, but whatever.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak. Early break for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
That's interesting. Google was there, 520 yes. people. So that tent fits that many people?
It can fit a lot of people. It's large.
I thought the tent Bill, was
you,
like
did
this.
You walk, did you walk by it on Saturday at all or
no? Different angle. Okay. Different spot. No, did not go by it.
I thought the tent was not much. I don't know.
It's a big tent. They do it great. It's a massive tent. It's huge.
520 people, evidently.
It was fun.
Did you have, what was your favorite food?
I had a brat. Had a hamburger for dinner. Brat for lunch, hamburger for dinner. Cookie both times. I can't pass the sweets. You know that.
God, that sounds
pasta
good.
Salad.
Nice. This job.
It was
that
good.
Sounds fun.
It was good. Really good.
Sounds fun.
Be there again today. Anything for you, I don't chit chat.
No, I know. I did Working the show.
Day.
I did another show. I wrote a column. I worked out, and I watched the game. That's it. Anything interesting there? Not really.
Yeah. Don't put yourself down like that.
Well, I'm not putting myself down. It's just a very simplistic life yesterday. Just work out, watch game, bam.
Done. Were you at the embassy at 9 o'clock, like all three, all
not,
both of us?
I was not.
Me and Jake were there.
I was not at the embassy. I wasn't downtown.
Missed out.
It's incredible.
I'm downtown at 9. It's something's like not exactly
But I had
right.
so many breakers last night come up and talk to me.
Oh, you did?
I mean, it was just at one after another. There was literally a line at one point in time of breakers. I got several. Hut, hut, hut. I mean, it was.
Anybody, any nicknames? That? Like,
there was no.
No tacos.
There was no beef tacos.
Pie.
There were none of those. Genghis corn. No. There none of that. Wet blanket was not there. The worlds will collide later, but yeah, no.
Next Wednesday.
But it was incredible to get a chance to talk to all these people, to listen to the show religiously every single day.
Good.
And it was a incredible event. Thank you.
Build a breaker, please.
Build a breaker.
Good God, build a breaker. Yes.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag.
738.
You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show, custom application included. They don't guess, they game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. 738ag.com. Joey Robinson and the team based out of Bertrand.
Joey!
Great people doing big things. Joey.
He was number 19 on Bill's unit. On
tell you one thing right now. I just wonder how much rain they got in Bertrand and what it those. You have to be able to adjust, and that's what Joey does. He's a game plan strategy guy, but guess what? In the game, something changes. He has the plan already set, so I guarantee you he's on the move today. Probably some different fields. So they got rain here. It's not like he's on the couch right now. It's not like going, yeah, we're good. Day off, guys. No, they're rolling. And so with probably some different locations, though, that's how large they are to be like, hey, well, can we get to this field? Can we get to this field? They had a lot of moisture flying through the state. The state was blanketed last night.
Was it?
Via radar. Yes.
Was it really?
The whole state was getting hit a little bit.
No kidding. That was the, okay, interesting. Yeah. It's a little cool today. Yeah. Feels good.
Yesterday in Omaha, there was a big thing happened in the game one. Now,
game
this,
one of what?
The College World Series. This Thank show you. Made it very clear we were Murray State supporters. We want to see the underdog, you know, make a run through the World Series. And, you know, they pushed UCLA, lost 6-4 the first game. Bad start. Try to battle back, loss. Yesterday, they were a part of history in the wrong way because they got no hit. The first no-hitter in 65 years.
Ooh, is that
1960? In the College World Series. Gage Wood, 19 strikeouts.
Wow.
118 pitches yesterday, and he threw 97 still his last pitch. He started off 97. He ended 97 miles per hour. 19 Ks, one-hit batter in the game to prevent the perfect game.
No issued walks.
No walks, no hits, 19 strikeouts.
That's a freak performance.
If you watched it, it was freaky.
I did watch it.
It was ridiculous.
I watched a lot of it. Had it on. I don't know why I was watching it. Well, partly because he was throwing 97, and then he had a I don't know. He had a breaking pitch that dropped off the table.
It was good.
Yeah, he was crazy good. I think he only throws about two pitches.
Two or three, I don't know.
Yeah. But he, but well,
his
yeah.
fastball was elite.
83 strikes. 83 strikes.
Of 100.
Of nine, of 119 or 118 or whatever you said.
That's ridiculous.
This says 119, whatever it was.
Yeah.
83. Murray State had been averaging 9.3 runs per game in the postseason. So, yeah, Cinderella went down, though, which is always good for me.
You are an elitist, yeah.
Not an elitist. Cinderella just went where it needed to go, and Arkansas did what it needed to do. Good. Good. Good job by Gage Wood. Gage Wood, Bill, what'd you think of him?
Well, I didn't watch the game.
He's a big man.
Other things going on, but I think this has an onion to unfold, I think, all over the place. One is...
What a phrase. That's good. Unfold it for us, Bill.
Okay, first question I have to ask, and I'm just going to imagine that Van Horn is probably better at baseball than me. Yeah. I'm just going to put that out there. Thank you very much. So
DVH.
But my first thought driving in this morning was, where was he against LSU? He's a projected first-round draft pick.
They went with that bearded guy, didn't
they? They did.
First-round draft pick, and he didn't make it. Their starter made it, what, two innings?
Yes.
Against LSU.
Right.
Where was this guy at this time?
I think that guy they threw against LSU had been on a heater.
Oh, I guarantee he was a good pitcher. Yeah. They didn't take somebody. I don't know. Just start.
Well, I don't want to question him when I don't know. That's why
But I just want to know why. I mean, and now when you see this, because when I watched Murray State against UCLA, you know what they did?
But
they put the bat in the ball all the time.
Yeah.
They hit the ball all the time.
They're averaging 9.3.
They scored four runs. They had runners on numerous times. They had bases loaded. So it's not like, well, they just stink. No, that's not the case. So they throw a guy that Murray State was hitting the ball extremely well.
Let me see.
Anything.
I mean, for those who again don't watch baseball, this should be very obvious. But just to make sure it's clear, 27 outs, 19 strikeouts. He had 8 outs that weren't a strikeout yesterday. You know, he had I think 2 kind of deep flyouts that were well hit. So it wasn't like he shut down everybody. There was 2 well hit balls to deep, but he had 19. Of 27 outs via strikeout. That is ridiculous.
And what's your other onion peel?
Goes Van Horn, thank you. How many times you see a guy, pitch counts up, he's done.
Nope.
We're in the seventh
thank
inning.
Thank you for reminding me.
So I love the fact that Van Horn's like, just keep rolling. Like, well, you know, we're at a certain number. Now, his numbers obviously weren't very high because he's just you know, whipping through batters. But how many times have you heard about it? Well, it's a combined no-hitter because he threw 6 innings and the other guy threw 3 no.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah, no one wants that.
We don't want
that. So I love that phase of it. Next part of the onion, where's their offense? Arkansas can't score. They still only scored 3 runs against Murray State.
Yep, yeah. And one run the first game.
And one run the first game. Yeah. They're 2 games in, they got 4 runs, averaging 2 runs a game. So where is that at? And so
we'd have to ask DVH
That's got
to
be a big concern. Also, post-game interview, the guy was phenomenal.
Gage Wood.
Listen to him this morning. His post-game was phenomenal. After the game, one of the first things he did was hug the shortstop from Murray State because they trained together.
Oh, nice.
Really cool deal. Nice. Also, Ben McDonald also talked about, because of his length, that wingspan, that the ball releases 2.5 inches closer to the plate than most pitchers. He said the 2.5 inches, this is according to Ben McDonald.
What?
Some people won't think it's much. He said it is something. This is from a guy that obviously was a big time pitcher. So
Gage Wood?
What's that?
Gage Wood?
Well, yeah, that's the guy who threw the no-hitter,
right.
Steve. So that's
he's not that tall. He's only 6 foot. He doesn't even look six foot.
Well, there must be something, with his how he releases something.
Yeah.
How he does it. But I know Ben McDonald.
He's a little squatty guy.
Really? Because Ben McDonald talked about that it's like 2.5 inches. He said it doesn't seem like much, but that can jump on you.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit at that time.
It can. That's interesting he said that, because Gage Wood, they list him at 6 foot. When I was watching, I was like, that guy's a little dude. He's a little dude.
Yeah. Like, he's just throwing heat.
But he's all bulked up. Yeah. What I would tell Gage, stop with the weights, bro. You're going to lift your right out of baseball.
He threw a no-hitter. He's not going to listen to you right now.
No,
his high school coaches and his high school strength coach was there. And he talked about how much he worked.
Strong dude. Pig.
Well, that's interesting, because I'd like to, because I just heard it on the radio this morning where they talked about Ben McDonald talk. Well,
McDonald's a big, tall guy.
Yeah, so how is he getting the ball there 2.5 inches closer? That doesn't make sense.
Maybe he has long arms. He's good at long arms.
But still, that's baffling to me. Yeah. I agree with that. 100%.
Gage Wood.
By the way, three pitches. If he's got a four-seam fastball, breaking ball, and changeup. Three pitches for Gage Wood per ESPN. It points out of his first 20 fastballs thrown, 19 were strikes. He was in the zone all day.
Oh, he's a bad man. I mean,
I think he fell behind 2-0 one time. That's it.
I mean, and then he's pitching 95 degree heat too, and he went the distance. He's throwing 98. Bill, I'm telling you, if you were up against a pitcher throwing 86, you'd be, "Where's my mama?" I mean,
and that's 98.
I don't know if I'd say that, but I would not.
Where's my mama?
Where's my mama? Let's
zoom in on the face of Bill Bush.
There's no chance I say that. Okay, Bush is going into the. He's going in.
What I'm saying.
That wouldn't have happened.
You'd be asking for your mom.
But
yeah, 86.
You'd be scared.
86 is common.
Today, if we went to a batting cage, could we hit 70? A 70 mile an hour. I think
70 is doable.
I don't know about that.
It'd take
86, I'm telling you, people are out there are going, "Come on, Sipple, shut up." No, I faced 86 when Olson was throwing it. Felt like Nolan Ryan was on the mound. 86 is humming. 98?
Good luck.
He started and finished at 98, 119 pitches.
I just want to know, that's interesting to me, why was he not throwing against LSU? So the other guy's
just...
I'm going to figure this out. Is the other guy always the Friday night?
The other guy was a heater,
I think. Is he a Friday night starter? Is the other guy their Friday night starter through the SEC tournament? I just think it's just interesting.
Let's not forget, LSU can mash. Now, the game did not finish, but LSU was down 3-0 in the first inning. They scored four runs last night. So all of a sudden, end of the first inning, they're down 3-0. Nope.
You might be
now
right
we're up 4-3. Yeah. They hit well.
They pulled the pitcher after two innings.
Zach Root.
I understand that.
Zach Root was that guy. Let me see what his number is.
He's a lefty. Got an interesting. I saw him. Okay. Zach Root. He's got an interesting pitching form. I watched some.
Might be matchups
replays.
Versus LSU. Might be some things with their. There's a lot to it. Trust me, it's well thought out. But it does. It does make you wonder.
When you
watch what just happened yesterday.
It does make you wonder. I don't know what to make of Zach Root. That's. Just hold on. Just keep talking.
There's an odd situation in the ninth inning of the game. He's trying to get the no hitter. Perfect game's already gone.
This thing, don't get me started.
But Gage Wood throws a pitch, and pinch hitter Nico Bermeo gets hit in the back of the left elbow with the fastball. Initially, he was awarded first base, but after Arkansas challenged, they said he moved his elbow into the pitch, and it was called a strikeout. He's out. Did you think that was a bad call by the? With the review or not, Bill?
I don't know if the call was that bad. It's the whole rule, I think. In the major leagues, if you get hit, you're just hit.
Yeah.
That's it. You're a hit batter.
I could not believe they called that a strikeout and call them out. I didn't think he leaned into it that
obviously. I know everyone felt that they shouldn't have. I know the announcers felt, they said that it shouldn't have been a called out.
But Root had been on a heater. That's why. This answers your question. In two starts at the NCAA tournament, so you're wondering about Zach Root, who started the first game, he had allowed one earned run in two games and struck out 13 batters in 13 innings.
Heater.
Well, obviously, it's very clear that Van Horn felt he was the best pitcher for the time.
And he had been pitching.
Yes.
Well. He'd anchored their rotation for the
season. He was their Friday night starter in the SEC?
All I know is it says the Fort – this is according to the news press of somewhere. The Fort Myers, Florida, high product has anchored the rotation in his first season. Mm-hmm. So anchored the rotation. I don't know what that. Does that mean Friday night starter?
I think
or does
that's
that
their
Sunday
ace.
Starter?
That's your ace, right?
Yeah,
probably.
Like
I said, I'm very clear on this. Van Horn knows baseball a little bit better than the stool.
Well,
safe to say. I'm not being like this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Why was this guy not starting? He had an exact plan, and it just didn't go well. But when you see the guy come in after this, right now, when you saw the two, you saw them both throw. Which one would you want to face?
Well, I mean, you know how.
The fact that this guy was a number two pitcher throwing that kind of heat.
That's
how good SEC baseball is in general.
It is.
I mean, Arkansas has been good forever with Dave Van Horn, and they just loaded up.
Hey, man, these teams are good. I was listening to your station. Is it 84, College Sports Radio? Oregon State came to Omaha with 10 pitchers who threw 95-plus.
Hello. Yeah, hello.
How does that happen?
Like
10 guys who throw 95-plus.
That's tough.
Yeah, so there's real dudes at the CWS. I saw one yesterday.
Gage Wood joins Jim Erler from 1950, Jim Wixon of Oklahoma State in 1960, and Gage Wood now the three to ever throw a no-hitter in the College World Series.
That's pretty remarkable. You're at 60 years. And there was
960.
Yeah. But that wouldn't have happened somewhere.
That is remarkable. And then it happens on a Monday afternoon when it's 95 degrees. That guy's a dude.
And then his first comment after the game was, one of his first comments was, I shouldn't have hit that guy.
That's what he said.
It wasn't so much like I shouldn't have hit him because it cost me my perfect game. He goes, I just shouldn't have hit the guy. Just felt bad that he hit the guy.
He hit him with a breaking ball. Breaking ball.
Yeah.
Guy should have got out of the way.
Should have been an out. What are we doing? Hit batter's a hit batter. That would have went away from, because when you get to into certain areas of Legion ball, like you're 8-9 hitter, you're telling them, hey, crowd the plate. Crowd the plate.
Right.
Take one to the helmet if you can.
Ender.
Yeah.
Update. So last night the game suspended because of weather. LSU leads 5-3. That'll restart at 10 a.m. today in the top of the or the bottom of the fourth inning.
And that's not
LSU leads.
It's not an elimination game.
No.
That's a winner's
bracket. The loser's still alive.
It changes your life a little bit though. Now you're playing. Now you're, no matter what, you're going again tomorrow. Would they be going again tomorrow no matter what?
Tonight they could play tonight.
Yeah. They could play tonight. Well, obviously they're going to play two games in one day.
Right.
So that's a setback for whoever wins that.
It's like,
but if you win, you win. You're happy. You're so thrilled you don't care. But it's a lot. To get up this morning.
Oh God.
And say hey, they're already up.
Yep.
You know they're up. They're getting ready. And it's like hey, also we might be playing till midnight tonight.
That's a lot.
And oh by the way, the loser plays Arkansas tonight. What a treat that is. Loser plays Arkansas at 6. Hey, don't lose because you got to play the Hogs.
Right.
They just threw a new hitter yesterday.
Wonder what they got for a number 3 pitcher.
Oregon State, Louisville at 1. Arkansas against the loser of UCLA, LSU at 6 today. All games.
Seems like the stool's kind of interested in the tournament.
Yes. Very much
so. We paid attention.
Just tell me, if you watch Louisville, just tell me that you don't notice their speed.
I'll tell you.
I'll watch it today at 1, and I will report back.
Yeah, let's see
I
what
want
you
to
think.
Know about the Ben McDonald comments now.
He's a little guy, Bill. Yeah. I'm telling you. He's a little squatty bodybuilder to look at.
I want to figure out why he talks about that this is like his release is different, and it gains 2 inches towards the mound.
You had corners with long arms that weren't that tall, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So it might have been one of those deals. But I'd love to hear about it.
He didn't look, but I will tell you this. It doesn't look like he has long arms. It doesn't. It really doesn't.
When we come back, an update on Game 5 of the NBA Finals next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.